Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle.
With ultra-titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Another big point about the dog bite attack here in the trial of Karen Reed. How many dog bites happen and clawing happens where there's no puncture at all? From like that was like if that were supposed to be multiple strikes of a dog, which would require basically, you know, the jaw to like and the teeth to realign itself every time it's going at you, like in getting closer, smaller, it doesn't make sense. But if it's a paw, I mean, maybe a little, but I guess it's like a three clawed dog or something. I don't know. And it has no bottom jaw or saliva.
You would think if the defense was going to use that as a plausible theory as to what had happened, that they would have done a deeper dive to explain how that could have happened rather than just a conspiracy theory that that's what happened.
Yeah.
And if they didn't do that, because maybe there's nothing there they could do that with. I'm disappointed is that prosecution then didn't do a deeper dive refuting the entire stupid theory.
Yeah, no, I agree. What I'm surprised by in this is that they just had somebody raise their hand and say, I know this stuff. And they took a bit of a look at her and went, oh, okay, she's really good. And didn't really go much deeper. It feels like they didn't vet her very well, the defense. And it's like anybody who felt like they had a good thing to say about this, they just took him in and said, yes, you're part of the case now, including a blogger who likes to run around and harass people and say horrible things. Like, come on in. You're part of like, there wasn't turning many people down. And I'm wondering if that is because it was very difficult to find anybody to come in that would have some sort of expertise that would work in their favor if all they could really end up with was those folks who were like, I want to talk out loud and say what I think. Sure, come on in. Let's hope it works.
Well, let's go back to I think the important thing to then do is go back to the first case where they did all this.
Yeah.
The first case was a lot more solid because the appearance of malfeasance by the proctor and the entire department was much greater.
Mm-hmm.
And so it seemed to me, because like you and I both were like, dude, she's innocent because this department was completely corrupt.
Yeah.
Regardless, I didn't think of any conspiracy theory, but I thought that, you know, that was... she was wrong because of them.
Yeah.
But what they did was they gave the prosecution a lot more time to fix that by eliminating and mitigating all those weak points of that department and shoring up their data of the reconstruction of the accident and all these other things. And then she didn't help herself by creating a Netflix interview herself and everything else where you saw where we got a deeper dive and all the people actually behind this.
Yeah.
And so you know, remember during the first trial, Proctor and that whole department was much more front and center.
Yeah, they're barely even on the stage.
Yeah. And so this time it's not. Yeah. This time it's actually been kind of brushed aside. And so the defense first time was relying on that, I think. Mm-hmm. And so they didn't have to do a deeper dive. And so if they're just going to bring the same case forward, or the same defense forward from the last time to this time, not thinking it's going to be anything great difference. That's why I think we got what we have now.
Well, and they're not even doing the same defense as the last time. They're not calling Proctor, at least as far as we know yet. They had his friend up on the stand who really didn't want to be there the other day,
right,
reading those texts, or he even's like, I'm uncomfortable. So then we have Brennan reading the texts, and it was just not the moment at all that it used to be. I mean, in the first trial, it was dramatic. It was, oh my gosh, this is horrible. And maybe we'll see the text have another life in this. I don't know. But it didn't land well. The jury doesn't have the perspective, I think, that they wanted them to have on Proctor. They're not mm-hmm. feeling the abhorrent way that he was speaking. And they're not feeling, I think, the gravity of what they tried to bring to the first one. Plus, they've already been prepped and they've already been exposed to so much of Karen and her abhorrent behavior that when it came time for Proctor to say she's a no ass bitch in the texts, people were like, well, it seems like she's said a lot of worse things over here, or not even worse things, but her actions have been more deplorable than a guy saying stupid things to other guys. And it's not to dismiss what Proctor said. I'm just saying actions, sometimes speak louder than words, and the actions that Karen has taken since the crime, since the accident or whatever you want to call it, have been a little bit more disturbing. The way that she's basically, it seems that she has knowledge of this and was completely okay with getting behind, harassing all these people, ruining all of these lives, all because she just didn't want to take responsibility for an accident. And that's a hell of a lot worse than a guy saying bad words about you.
Yeah. And when no one's likable, you need facts and data. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think all this other noise that they're creating in defense right now is no facts and data. It's just opinions. Yeah. And everyone's so sick of it because no one's likable here. There's no one that's likable. I mean, can you imagine again, it kind of goes to the statement I made last time. Mm-hmm. So regardless of whether she's found innocent or guilty, the fact that so many people think she could have done this, that you could have actually hit someone, killed him, or at least mortally wounded him, and then drove away, mm-hmm. that you could have done that, that you as a human being, that so many people think you could have done that, you now have to, I mean, think about it. You have to live with the fact that someone thinks you're that kind of human being the rest of your life.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, this isn't going to change, whatever the jury decides, it's not going to change opinions. I think for the most part, if you're really diehard Karen at this point, you're going to continue being diehard. There's nothing that's going to change your mind.
Absolutely.
But if you have been able to look at this objectively throughout the whole time, minds have been swayed. Has been swayed. I was trying to write it in the middle. I really did thought, well, maybe she did it, but there's not enough evidence to prove it. There's enough evidence to prove it now. And by her own admission, I think it's second degree.
And this is the fun part with me, because you said there's enough evidence to prove it. Okay. I'm still every week, though. I'm the pendulum back and forth.
Yeah, but
I base this every week on, this is a good week for defense or a good week for prosecution based on the impact of what's presented that week, because people have short-term memory loss.
Oh, completely. That's going to be the problem.
That's why I think so at this point, to me, I think right now, because defense is on front and center, it's edging towards defense right now again, because people have short-term memories. Yeah. That's why at this point, it's really going to be important, super critical for closing arguments mm-hmm. of the prosecution to bring up those facts and data points to get away from the emotional responses that people are having to what's being presented this week, because people are extremely responsive to those compelling emotional stories and this is the thing I thought of too. When you lack a lot of facts and data, as both sides pretty much are, although I think the prosecution has much more than defense, it really relies 100% on the person presenting them in the courtroom.
Yes.
And if you have a compelling personality doing it, then, you know, like you said, you know, the evidence might be supporting one side or the other, but if the person presenting is more compelling on the other side, yeah, it makes a huge impact on emotional people that are sitting on a jury.
Likability is so important in this, as it was in the first
time. It's huge.
It's bigger even than the data on all of this.
You know, they coach us stuff. I mean, you know, a lot of times when it's like, I got friends that are, you know, FBI experts as well, yeah, you know, that are nonverbal experts that do courtroom coaching. Not for what to say, but how to look, how to present, what kind of suit to wear, what kind of jacket to wear, you know, 3-button versus 2-button, what kind of collar to wear. I mean, there is so much nuance mm-hmm. between how to present yourself, how to speak in the courtroom, the tenor, the intonation, the tempo, all these things you're going to do, regardless of the facts and data you're presenting, because that is what the jury is watching. That is what the jury is paying attention to, is not just the what, but the who is delivering it. That's why I'm still watching this pendulum swinging mm-hmm. like this, because I'm with you. Facts and data, prosecution has a lot of facts and data. Yeah. They're outweighing it. But it really, can you imagine, if the defense was better likable as well, they'd be doing better.
I completely agree. And likability being a huge thing in this trial, the trial of Karen Reed. They all know how important it is. Brennan's coming across a certain way. I know, like, if you're an FKR hardcore person, you don't like him. If you're kind of middle of the road, I think you do kind of like him, because he is very fact-based. He has a bit of humor to him, which I'm enjoying. And it's at first I thought he was kind of boring. Then I'm like, oh my God, he's really funny. Because when he goes on his things, he reminds me of just like a stream of consciousness talking out loud, where he'll put little like comments in there, little digs almost that you have to kind of catch, and like, ooh, there's a little Easter egg. And it's funny. Some of it's somewhat probably inappropriate if he was delivering it differently, but he gets these little comments in there. But he is very factual with his approach.
And let me, if I could include one thing in what you just said on that too, and the fact that he can do that, only people that can do that actually have depth of field of things they're talking about mm-hmm. because they know their content so well, they can maneuver with that content and own that content, and they know exactly how to deliver that content. And so that goes towards credibility huge. When mm-hmm. you know your background, when you have such depth of field of what you're presenting so well that you give that persona off that you're living it, mm-hmm. that goes a huge towards credibility towards the jury and everyone else. Because again, look how it impacted you. Yeah. Look how it's impacting everyone.
Yeah.
It shows a lot about the credibility.
It feels like he's coming in with having done his homework, and it honestly feels like the defense of Karen Reed are kind of phoning it in sometimes, where we're just exhausted.
Don't you get the impression that they're chasing
them? They are. And that's what I'm curious to get your take on, is after all these days with them on doing their part on the defense, they're not coming across as likable at all. And if your defendant that you are representing already isn't likable, you got to really turn it up. You got to like make up for all of that unlikability over here. And it feels like they're really coming across as unlikable. They're coming across as, you know, just disrespectful to witnesses. They're coming across as disrespectful to victims in this case. They're coming across as almost insulting the jury, I feel like, at times, and their intelligence, that the jury wouldn't see the tactics that they're trying to employ to basically trip someone up. Once you get it to say this way, we're going to spend like 3 hours of me just trying to argue over this little point and try and get you to say it one way. People are seeing through that, I would think.
Yeah, yeah.
And it feels like someone's being taken advantage of. It feels very used car salesman-like out of 1988. It's not attractive. It's not likable. How do you think the jury is reading the defense thus far?
Exhausting. I mean, because it's obvious what they're doing and what they're attempting to do and what they're doing to these people. And also, again, it looks like they are chasing the prosecution. And when you're chasing someone, it means you're on defense.
Yeah.
Granted, they are on defense, but when you are that much on defense, they're only reacting to everything the prosecution has done, and even the lines of questioning that they're going down, they keep ending in dead ends. Like you could tell the point they're hoping to get to, mm-hmm. but they lack the skill or ability, or it just doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And so every time it happens, they lose even more credibility. And then when they lose that, they feel the sense in the energy in the room has shifted away from them. And that makes them more frustrated. When you get more frustrated, you get more emotional. When you get more emotional, you become less likable.
Yeah.
And so it plays well. But again, if you have a confirmation bias that is pro-Karen, then what it does is it reinforces that we're the victim. We're being persecuted. That, so see what I mean? It's helping if you're living in the echo chamber of pro-Karen.
Yeah.
And it's not if you're not. And so what it really comes down to is, I wonder what the jury, if anyone was preconceived before they went in there. If they do, you're not swaying any opinions. But if they're open-minded, I think they're not helping themselves.
And that's the thing, where if you have one person in there that was already pro-Karen and is still super diehard, you could get another hung jury here. I'd be shocked if you get... honestly, I think it's going to be either guilty on one or all of the charges or hung jury. I don't think you're going to get a complete acquittal on any of this.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle.
With ultra titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless, unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle.
With ultra titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold.
Switch to Progressive and you could save
big time
for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle.
With ultra titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold.
Switch to Progressive and you could save
big time
for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle.
With ultra titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold.
Switch to Progressive and you could save
big time
for water bottles.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with Ultra Titanium Alloy Metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time.
For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with Ultra Titanium Alloy Metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save
big time
for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.